When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
McWilliam Cyberdome with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. Facebook.com/CyberLineNet. And of course, Tweety, CyberLine USA. Social Media Zarina, Amy Lynn taking care of that for us. Okay, so this robot thingamajiggy came out this week from Amazon.
From Amazon, yeah. It's got some interesting features on there. Let's see. It's the Meet Astro. Keep home closer with Astro, the household robot for home monitoring with Alexa.
Looks like a lamp with wheels.
Well, basically, yeah, I was thinking more like a little vacuum with a display on it. But interesting. When you're away, you use the Astro app to see live view of your home. So basically, you can have this robot go through your home and see whatever you want to see. It's when you're home, Astro can follow you from room to room, playing your favorite music, podcasts, or shows, and find you to deliver calls, reminders, alarms, and timers. I'm not sure about this one because I guess
my dog
if
follows me around the room, and I can put a small echo around its collar and play all that.
Well, it's got this intelligent motion. It's got so it can go around the house and learn the floor plan.
Dog
which,
does that.
Great, but why not? You know, a vacuum does the same thing. Why didn't they build a vacuum into this thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do. I mean, better still just glue that on top of an iRobot, a Roomba or whatever it is.
It's more of a security device, really, than anything. But it's got
so basically it's like a night watchman. Goes around the place and looks for
them. I guess so. It's got so it accesses a live view from the Astro app, so you can look at anything in your house. Get alerts when Astro detects an unrecognized person. Let's see, get smart alerts for smoke and CO alarm sounds. Oh, not bad. So you can, carbon monoxide detector and smoke detector built into it, I
guess.
Keep
it out of the bedroom when you're smoking a doob.
Get smart alerts for glass breaking sounds. So if it hears the window break, nice, goes and does that. Auto turn on and turn off smart lights. So, well, you know, you don't need the Astro to do that. You can just hit a button on your...
I do that now.
Yeah. So I'm not sure why you need it for that. Let's see. But they do have the neat thing that it helps support the level. There you go. If you've got elderly people in your home and they're by themselves, you might use this to go through the house to search for them if they are not around.
Does it interact with them?
It probably does. Let's see. Astro, no. They do show
the dog
that,
interacts with them.
Well, it does. You can actually, it does in such a way that you can, the person can talk to their kids on, you know, through Astro because it does have a display on the front of it. So not bad from that standpoint, but that's kind of the limited role that they seem to have taken on this thing is it's not going to do everything that you want it to do, but I guess if I had a vacuum built into it, then I'd be going, okay, hey, it's worth checking out. But I'm not sure I like just the...
So how much are we talking about for this thing?
Well, if you got a grand on you...
$1,000.
$999, and it will not vacuum.
And it will not vacuum. I'll wait for the version 2 with the vacuum.
I want the vacuum in it. If I get a vacuum... Hey, maybe I didn't scroll down far enough to read all the features.
I mean,
I'm looking.
It's cute and everything, but I don't think that's $1,000.
I'm hoping I just missed it, but I don't see any vacuum stuff on there.
Speaking of which, I've come into the 21st century.
Oh, how's that?
Have you seen the little basic plugs that they have on Amazon that interacts with your Echo?
Sure, yeah.
So there's a little white plug.
Yep,
little
tiny.
Blue light. It's like $24. And if you're in the know and you get these little alerts from Amazon, they'll put that sucker down to 99 cents. Brand new in a box. And you get the 2-day shipping. It's free. It's got a controller for 99 cents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I say $99? I think it did. Sorry. 99 cents.
So anyway, you got it for 99 cents?
Yeah, from $24.99 to 99 cents.
Wow.
And it's one per account because they'll see that you already got it in the account.
Oh,
you can't like, reorder several.
So you just get one?
Well, Amy got me one for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, I got the little thing that showed up and said, hey, you know, you can get this for 99 cents. I said, okay, now I got two. So I finally got around to hooking up the one that Amy got me for Christmas. And I plugged it into a lamp.
Uh-huh.
I haven't given it a name. It's just known as Plug One.
Okay.
So I walk into the bedroom. It's pitch black. I'll come home from work or whatever, and I'll say, Alexa, turn on Plug One. Click. Lights come on. Oh. And then she goes, okay. So one night I'm sitting in bed staring at the ceiling. I'm like, turn off Plug One. Click. Turn on Plug One. Click. Turn on Plug One. Click.
Yeah.
Getting it out of my system.
Hey, why not?
And the lamp, I thought, was a curlicue, so I went back and looked at it, and turned out it's an LED bulb. It was pretty bright. So now all I got to do is walk into the room, lay in bed, tell her to turn the light off. The lights are out. Just the glow of the TV with the clock bouncing around.
Right.
And I'm done. And that was, you know, 99 cents.
Well, still, there's a whole issue about the world of these devices. And it's, you know, you've always got the concern that they got cameras built into them. And I hope these cameras are secure. You see hackers breaking into stuff all the time.
Yeah, in fact, there's an article that Amy posted up on the Cyberline page about it having possible issues of hackability.
With Astro. And,
yeah,
so you got Astro that could... You know, you're concerned about that. And then you've got all the other stuff out there because there's so many cameras that everybody puts around their house nowadays. Like if you're putting the Google Cams or the Wyze Cams,
the Rings.
All these different.
They have cameras that can go along with your Ring doorbell.
The fear is that they get hacked, and that or the fear is that that the videos on is taken off those things just without your knowledge. And I hope that they.
Well, you know,
it's always a concern.
I keep a lot of stuff on the web and everything, but quite frankly, I'm not really concerned about it because they're going to open up stuff that I have and they're going to find out it is boring as hell.
Uh-huh.
So what does this guy do? Turn light on, turn light off.
I just got texted. I'm supposed to stop saying that word.
Which one?
The name of the device that activates it. Apparently I'm activating my.
Oh, yes.
It's like, sorry about that.
So what word was it you were saying?
Yeah, I'm
was
not going to say
Alexa?
It. I'm not going to get in trouble for that.
Was it computer?
Yep, got to watch that one.
Yeah, just like CNBC had that deal where they were talking about it and they said Alexa and all of a sudden the guy's little ring went on and started talking.
Hey,
don't understand what you want from me.
You got to watch that.
Or orders the dollhouse.
But yeah, the devices that they've got out there today, still loving what I've got set up at my house. But yeah, you got to watch these cameras, and I would recommend at least for your notebooks or some of the cameras, put a physical barrier.
Yeah.
When you want them to be off, because we've got I do have a Google Home Max, one of the bigger home
see
devices.
See that there? There's the thing on my. my iPod, my iPad. Uh-huh. Here's my physical barrier.
There you
I
go.
Just flip it in, and I lock it in.
Flip it over, and it can't see anything. Sure. But they've got these little sliders. You can buy them online. They're easy to buy off of. Just type in webcam cover when you go to Amazon, and they will pop right up. You can get you get them. You put them on your device. You slide them over. The only thing you really got to watch out for is if you put them on a device, you need to make sure that you don't cover over the microphone. You know, you may put it in a such a way that you're covering over the, you know, you've set it up perfectly for the lens, but yeah, either the ambient lighting, because typically they've got a different detector for the ambient light in there, and that meaning that they want to know how much light is in the room, if you've got the lights on in the house or not.
Look at that! I came in the 21st century again.
Ah,
it's a pen for my iPad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can write, and you can scroll with it and everything.
Well, handy.
Guess how much that was?
$10.
You're close. $19.95.
Oh, really? Nice.
I've been wanting one for a long time.
That's a good price.
Yeah. And Amy got me this one, but the problem was the one she got wasn't compatible.
Uh-huh.
And so...
ran out of ink?
I went down... Well, no. For some reason, this is a 2017 model.
Uh-huh.
And the 2018 and above, that one worked fine with. So I ended up having to send it back so she'd get her money back on it, and then ordered me the correct pen, which is this one. And it was a difference in price. It was like $29 or $39 for the old one.
Right.
But do you know that Kohl's, when you have to take something back to Amazon, you can go to your neighborhood Kohl's store, and they have a drop-off
inside.
And so I took the pen down there, did everything. They gave me a QR code. Well, gave her one, and she sent it to me. And then they scan the QR code and say, okay, it's all done.
Yep, they
send it off to them.
They send it back for you. It's awesome.
That was so cool. So then I get this pin, and it strolls. It's getting some kind of, you know, receiving ship, but I can't write nothing.
Ah.
So it dawned upon me. I says, you know, maybe I'm working with stuff that's not writable. So I went out and got one of these paint brush kind of programs, downloaded it.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, hey, I can write stuff.
Not bad.
So I wrote thank you on it, took a picture of it, and sent it to her. But I love that now, even with the OtterBox, it has a place for it. And so I can keep it all in one spot. But you got to watch the button, because if you have it up and you put the thing in, it'll turn then on and drain the battery. So yep. You want to turn it to where it's sideways so it stays away from it when you turn it in.
Right.
Like that. And then that way, you don't have to worry about it hitting the button and draining it.
All these things that we got to be aware of. Just it's so difficult to get through life nowadays.
I know. First world problems.
All these people back in, you know, when they were exploring a new country, yeah, that was nothing compared to what we have to deal with nowadays. You
didn't
know,
have to
batteries
put an
antenna
go
out
on top of the boat mast to get signal. You know.
Yeah. We can't connect our mouse up to our Bluetooth. A computer, we can't get our earbuds to work. Yeah,
we can't say magic words like Alexa and computer.
But let's see, different thing topic. My TV. I went ahead and got the 4K for my YouTube.
Yeah,
man, I'm telling you what, I'm starting to watch football on it now. I only watch my football teams, but I don't really get into the whole. Let's watch everything on, you know, on Saturday. Let's watch every game that's on.
You don't need the Sunday ticket.
Right. No, that's not me. But I am getting to watch my, you know, Sooners. I'm a Sooner fan.
Right.
So I get to watch them. And, yeah, I'm really loving the fact they're doing this 4K stuff over there. Because when you're watching it, you know, here's the thing I'm kind of questioning about the whole industry when they're doing this stuff. I guess COVID kind of helped this stuff out. And that is going to the stadium, and, you know, you go to the stadium and you can watch the game. And it's kind of, it's fun. You're going for the experience and having a good time and the cheers and you're all there. But, wow, you sure get to feel like you're there now with the TVs as good as they are. And, I mean, the detail on 4K is just phenomenal.
You know, I never went to an actual NFL game.
Uh-huh.
And my first, you know, because you would think my first game would be the Cowboys.
Right.
Because we live down the road from them. My first NFL game was Super Bowl 24 in New Orleans.
Oh, boy.
I won an all-expense-paid trip from NEC.
Yeah.
When we sold their computers and printers and stuff. And that was my first NFL game.
Right.
So I'm really connected to Super Bowl now. And I remember that ambience. I remember all the people that were there and the acts and stuff. And now I sit in my house, and I've got a 4K television. You know, I've got HD coming off the antenna. And seeing this game and watching the pop of the colors off the field and the greens and the reds and everything. And it's like, I never thought sitting back there in 24 that I would have this capability at home.
Right.
And it's so cool.
Well, you know, that's interesting from be able to watch that on your TV. And we've got YouTube TV doing the 4K. We've got this next gen TV that's coming down the pike. You know, it's supposed to be out there. You're supposed to be able to do ATSC 3.0.
Right, it's coming.
But, you know, I need to look again. About 6 months ago is the last time I looked, I think, for an ATSC 3.0 tuner, a next-gen TV tuner.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to get you into for the over-the-air broadcast. That's what's going to get you to be able to have the over-the-air broadcast where you can watch 4K.
You can get a converter box, just like we did back when we switched to HD, where you get the HD converter and plug it in the standard TV.
Mm-hmm.
But last I saw the converters, because I thought about getting one, I just want to see what's out there, because they're testing. They're running stations. We've got a couple here.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be kind of nice to see how it works and the difference and everything. But they're talking, I think the last time I saw a converter box brand new was like $169.
Right.
I'm like, get that down to about $100 or less, and maybe we'll talk.
Well,
I don't need to see two TV stations in Dallas that badly for $169.
I don't want to buy it yet. I want to make sure that I get something that's enhanceable, that's upgradable.
Yeah.
And frankly, you would think that you'd be able to, since it's more dealing with the public standards, you'd think you'd be able to just download a software on a Raspberry Pi to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You'd
then
think.
Hook it up.
Yeah, I'd like it.
Maybe you need to work on that code.
Hey, maybe.
There you go. All right, final minutes when we get back. I'm Cyberline with you. I'm not going to give out the numbers or anything. This is the last few minutes. So, here's a little something. Caught my eye from Engadget. We'll go this one. So, as promised earlier in this year, Samsung, get this, Samsung is removing ads from its first-party mobile apps. Now, at the time of this writing, you won't see the company advertise things to you in Samsung Pay, Weather, Theme, and Health. Reports of the change first started to filter out on Samsung's community forum in South Korea, with 9to5 Google and Tencent Help later spotting the posts. Engadget saw the change go through when the updated software on one of the Galaxy Flip 3's review units. Almost universally across the apps, you won't see banner ads anymore. The only exception to this rule is Samsung Pay, where there's a section in the main interface dedicated to special offers, but that makes sense in the context of the software. If you still see ads on your Samsung phone, it looks like you can push through the update by using the force stop functionality in Android to manually restart Pay, Weather, Health, and Theme apps. Yay! A set of apps that I probably never use, but then I don't need to be barraged with ads with either. Oh, if everyone else could do this, it would be so wonderful.
Yes. Well, it's good to, like I said, I'm actually of the type that, you know, on my YouTube, I pay for no ads. If there's other environments, I always pay for no ads.
And I do too, but the product's got to be good.
Yeah, it does.
You know, if it's a crap product and you're feeding me crap shows and whatever, well, first off, I ain't going to be there. But avoid those ads, and if it's quality product, yeah, I'll pay the extra money.
And, you know, you were talking about Peacock a minute ago. I would want no ads if I was going to get it. And then there's the other...
You'll pay $9.95 a month then.
Yeah. And then the other is, What? Oh, Rumble, because we talked about this before.
Rumble, yeah.
I can't buy an ad-free version of it. At least I haven't seen how to, if they've got it, because so once they get ad-free over there, hey, I'll go Rumble.
So, but YouTube has ads.
YouTube is very, if you pay for it, you don't get ads on YouTube.
So regular old YouTube, not the TV.
Regular old YouTube.
You can pay for it.
You can pay for no
and
ads.
And there's no ads.
Yeah.
That I have not seen.
Yeah. No, I've got it.
I know they're getting weirder with the ads because they'll put two ads together, and it used to be the ad starting to go skip.
I think they
force you to go through the first ad, and then you can skip at the second.
I forget. They went through a name change. I think it's called YouTube Premium.
Okay.
So if you upgrade to the premium, you get no ads. And frankly, I love it because I do like watching YouTube stuff, especially a lot of the do-it-yourself content.
Yeah.
Tech stuff. Go through and watch anything to fix up the house or
yeah,
things.
Yeah, and that was the thing they did because it used to be, well, I think even Facebook did it, because it used to be you get the ad at the front and you're in the middle of a DIY.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to learn how it's done, or like with me, I'll get into a thing where it teaches you like how to do Forex. And then you start getting about halfway through, and all of a sudden you see this ad starting in 3, 2, 1, takes you out of it, more freaking ads. And then you come back, you don't know what happened because you've been out of it so long. Like, okay, where do we leave off? What do we do? That
right.
is annoying.
Yeah.
And they decided, well, you keep skipping over here, so now we're going to hit you here. They're like, well, nothing says I got to watch your stuff either.
Yeah, and a lot of on the YouTube TV side, a lot of that as well. Most of it is ad-free, or it'll record the show as is, and I can go through and advance very quickly past the commercials, which I do all the time.
Yeah, I've done that with Tubi.
Do you?
I see a countdown
start. How do you like Tubi?
Better.
What all do they have on Tubi?
Well, they normally had movies and stuff, and there was a couple of guys that started it, and they owned it, and I didn't realize it, but it looks like back in February, Fox bought them.
Uh-huh.
So now Fox has a whole bunch of their shows, and the 20th Century Fox, Disney line, there's some of them, and then they've got some PBS stuff, because I'm able to watch America's Test Kitchen and a whole bunch of things, but now they're also putting in local stations, so you can watch the news. So like Fox 4 here in Dallas, we watch news there and everything else. I like it a lot better. It's free with ads. But whenever I get an ad coming up, start off, I fast forward real quick. And if I keep popping in and popping out, fast forwarding, the ads don't show up. So it works out pretty good for me. All right, we will talk to you next week and have some more stuff on the queue as well. And until then, in the words of the great immortal Orson Welles, we remain as always obedient to yours. Good night.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.